is about Daniel. If you hear the book of Daniel,
mm-hmm.
is graved in Kirkuk.
So it's an immensely old and important city.
Yeah. It's like if you talk about Daniel, Daniel is like, that's him.
Now, what was it like for you to go back there? Was it dangerous at all to take these photographs?
It's really dangerous. I've been there. I saw it 4 times, car destroyed. And when it's very close to me, I saw the people house cutting, all the worker, all the innocent people. And too much people kidnapped and too much people killed by guns, no sound. People from Kirkuk, if you're going outside, you don't believe he's come back home.
So this has all actually happened since Saddam Hussein was toppled as well. A lot of the trouble has begun.
That's after Saddam started this, because too much people just fighting each other, and too much Al-Qaeda is working there, and just kill like Kurd, kill Arab, kill innocent people, two people going to inside each other to kill each other. If you see in this picture, look, this is all sell for young kids. What do you want? Knife, and this one is for fighting, all stuff for fighting inside city, the seller.
So children can buy it.
Yeah, this is for children. This is for fighting. Yeah, and it's all a killer. If you use him, you kill everyone.
So it's almost like the whole society is breaking down because of what's going on.
Again, it's gun fixer inside city.
What's your favorite photograph here?
This is the old man. All the time he said, I been sitting on black gold. And this is my life. Under my foot is black gold. And this is my life.
He's a lonely figure in a ruined landscape, isn't he?
Yes.
So that's an oil well in the distance.
Yes, oil well. Again, this one there, like he said to Kirkuk's people, all poison I give to you, all the smoke I give to you, just what is the good thing I give to another one?
So they get the money and Kirkuk gets the smog.
Yes, yeah. And 10% of the world is economy for oil. 10% oil come from the city. If you see, this is oil company. This is the oil, all is oil. There's people just sitting like that all afternoon. People come with the car just sitting drinking afternoon time.
Because they've sort of lost hope.
Yes.
Are there American troops there?
A lot.
And does that help or does that make it worse?
I think it's people not happy with him. Before the American troops coming, all the people like waiting with him for with the flower. No. Mm. Now everyone say, please go home. Yeah, because it's really not helper.
So who can help?
Just leave us alone, it'd be good help. Anyone is leave us alone. The people just sitting, talking nicely. Just because this city is pushing by Iran, by Syria, by Saudi, by Turkey. Turkey is pushing Turkmen people in Kirkuk. Saudi and Syria is pushing like Sunni people in Iraq, and Iran is like help with the Shia people in Iraq. Like all his neighbors have hand in Iraq. If these people leaving us have good peace, good life, good, beautiful life.
So how do you hope that this photographic exhibition will help?
Every picture is have story for himself. I am now going to take this exhibition to Sydney and Melbourne. That's all my hope. I want to tell him this exhibition not for refugee people. This exhibition for Australian people. I want Australian people to see what's going on in this city.